You are listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
Hour two of Miller and Moulton, but it's really a one-man show today. I feel very much like I'm on an island. There's live Major League Baseball going on that counts in the standings, and Mark Miller and Trent Bally, they are just, they're gone. They're watching it. They're texting each other about it. They're just a scoreless game too, right? And you guys are useless to me.
What? Is this on? Oh, hey, good morning, Miller and Moulton. Miller underscore Moulton on X. Something like that.
If you weren't with us like a week or two ago, Mark basically has finally figured it out what he's going to do with the rest of his life. He's going to create a new sports network. It's called AM Sports. He's only interested in showing sports from 12:01 a.m. to noon.
That's it.
And then they sign off. You're going to do the anthem for 12 hours, or are you going
to anthem at noon and then right to the bars, the horizontal bars that we all experienced as children?
So you're not even going to replay what you just aired. You know, I thought you might do the anthem.
Ooh, that's not a bad idea. Just re-rack it.
Do it on a loop.
There you go. I like that.
Now, here's the thing. The crawl underneath, do you update the crawl live, or do you have the old crawl as well?
Probably would have to update the crawl with what the programming is for the next day.
Don't you love when the crawl is up to date, but you're watching something that has previously aired? So you're getting live information on the bottom, and what you're watching is 3 days old.
I caught some of that, went out to lunch the other day, and they had the TVs on, and you know, one of them was on ESPNU, and it was right, showing the South Carolina LSU SEC championship women's basketball game. And I'm going,
right. That was a while ago.
Uh-huh.
It's certainly not now, right. But the crawl's accurate. Huh. How about that? So anyway, we'll keep you updated. All right, Major League Baseball season officially underway in South Korea, Dodgers and Padres. Padres, the home team, Yu Darvish against Tyler Glasnow. And Ohtani with his debut. So what, he got a hit and a stolen base?
That's correct.
The second time up? So there you have it. We will keep you updated. I don't know if I have to apologize to you, Mark, but I think I just have to acknowledge that you were right. So yesterday, our poll question, which was you could have UConn, Houston, Purdue, or the field. And throughout the day, the field was winning. I mean, at the beginning, it was winning like over 80%. Did it end up around 70-30, the field? Because that's what was the last time I looked.
Yeah. I'm pulling it up right now, David, because I actually have today's question ready to send.
Huh. I don't even remember talking about it, unless we threw it out there yesterday and I forgot.
We did.
So I, along with Trent, we took the field.
Right. Ended up being exactly two-thirds took the field, one-third took UConn, Purdue, and Houston.
Right. And Mark Miller said, I mean, we could pull the tape, but the tape, well, it would. Mark used a fake voice also. He, in mocking both Moulton and Bally, okay, he said, you guys are going to take the field. And when you fill out your bracket, you know who you're going to have winning? Either UConn, Purdue, or Houston. I guarantee it.
Yep.
So, Trent, I don't know if you've done your brackets yet. You, Trent, crunch the numbers, Bally.
Coming shortly.
Right. But I had to do my bracket yesterday, midday. And when I did the bracket, I had one of the three teams winning it all.
No!
And
I find that so surprising.
And have you ever been sitting somewhere by yourself and you do something or think something and all of a sudden you just start laughing? And so I was out in public and I just start giggling to myself, out loud giggling. And then finally I look around and I think people are like, well, I think he's in need of professional help because they're staring at me and I'm sitting by myself just laughing. And you could tell I don't have any, I'm not talking to anyone. You know, I don't have one of those, you know, little earbuds or anything. You know, I'm not listening to anything. Nope. Just some strange old guy. All right. Sitting out in public laughing. And so people are like, is he talking to himself or are people talking to him?
Is he hearing voices or is he making voices?
Exactly. I think we'll just walk by him and leave him alone because I had Mark in my head saying, you know, you're going to fill out your bracket, and I guarantee you're going to have one of those three teams winning. You say you take the field, but I'll bet you when you do your bracket. So instead of cursing you out yesterday, which I would have done, you know, 20 years ago, I would have cursed you out for that. I would have said, you know, that blankety blank. Instead, now, I'm just laughing. I'm
good. Like, oh, good
man,
to hear.
Right.
Good to hear. San Diego on the board. Padres with a 1-0 lead. Bottom of three from Seoul, South Korea.
Boy, that's big. That's big. It's not, but I'm trying to play along. You two so excited. Okay. You're so excited with your morning sports. You know what? I hope I win the Mega Millions. I'll help you start up this network if I win the Mega Millions, which is now what? Over a billion?
It's right at it, like $997 million after the no one won the jackpot.
Oh, come on. They can't do that.
It'll be over. Once people see that number, by the time this sucker gets to Friday, I think that's the next drawing for the Mega Millions. It'll be over a billion.
I mean, just because you want the numbers to fit on the sign, stop it. You know, just go over.
You did make an interesting observation during the break. As you get older, you're buying more lottery tickets.
Right. Why is that? I needed the money a lot more 20, 25 years ago. Is it because I didn't have the money to buy
Probably.
Lottery tickets? I mean, you know, I'm going to die soon. What do I need to win a billion now for?
To give it away.
Right. Well, my wife's going to do that anyway. I mean, I have less time to do stuff with. Never mind. I have far less desire now. You know, I mean, all of us, right?
Yeah, but think of the sporting events you'd attend and where you'd be sitting for them if you won the money.
Oh, my goodness. The RV? Oh, where we'd go, Mark, to do this show? Oh, it'd be amazing.
Yeah, I don't think you'd be leaving anything behind.
What do you mean?
The money. You'd use it. Use it up. Live it up. Why not?
Yeah, the show would end, you know. I mean, that is another thing that Mark, all right. No, Trent, there was a day. No, the first half, in our first act, I was like, no, if I win the lottery, no, we're going to, and Mark looks right at me and go, I don't even know if I'd come in the next day. Okay, you know, you'd be lucky if you get a text from me. And so now it's like, no, I'm paying you both off.
That's all that matters.
This show's over. This show's over. Here you go, Trent. You go find that girl from Appleton, Wisconsin. Here's some spending money. But so you're right. I don't know what to tell you. You were right. I filled out the bracket. And what is the poll question? Because the poll question that I wanted, the poll question I wanted was, how many brackets do you fill out?
Fact, David, right now, as I'm looking at the post that I'm about to send, it says, how many brackets do you fill out?
Yes!
We decided this poll question yesterday.
I know, but A, we normally forget.
That's true.
And then B, we normally decide if we do remember 24 hours later, that's not that good. Let's come up with something else.
0, 1, 2, 3, or more are your options. You okay with that?
What about just 0, multiple, or 1? You know what I mean? Because multiple, I mean, I know people who fill out like a different one for every pool, although I'm friends with some sickos, but.
All right, so 0, 1, or multiple. That's fine.
Who doesn't fill out a bracket? Like Clay Travis apparently ran into two people yesterday that he works with, and neither one's ever filled out a bracket. And he basically questioned their citizenship and whether or not they're allowed to remain in the country.
No, you are right. I played golf yesterday, and there used to be someone that I played golf with that ran a pool, and he apparently isn't anymore. And we're playing with a guy yesterday. We're 5-6 holes in, and he just looks at me and he says, anybody running a bracket around here? It is the one thing people want to know. They want to do brackets.
Yes, they want to do multiple brackets. Well, it's like the Super Bowl. I mean, do you enter just one square contest, or do you enter many? Basically, everybody who asks me, I say yes to. So if that year I happen to run into only one person who's doing the squares, I only enter one. But if by chance 6-7 people say, hey, do you want to? Yes. But I am a one bracket guy. I may enter multiple contests, but I fill out the same bracket every time. So what's that answer, Trent?
That's one. You do a bracket.
Yeah, that's one bracket. Because sometimes you fill it out and you have to put it on multiple platforms because those are the pools that you're part of. You know what I mean? So I don't count that as more than one bracket if all your picks are the same.
Okay. So the fact that I'm in 6 different contests, but it's the same bracket in all 6, then I've filled out one.
Correct.
Okay. Fair enough.
I've done one so far, and I'm thinking about a second.
Like an upset bracket or just an outside
No,
the
just
box
a different, a little different because I hate when I'm that chalky.
I hear you.
So instead of ones and twos, you might actually throw in a three?
Well, I've got 3 ones and a 3, David.
And your 3 is Kentucky, right?
Well, of course.
We're not talking about Baylor. We're not talking about Illinois.
Illinois is not going to the Final Four.
I don't think so either. I'm just simply saying. You've got your ones, and then your outside-the-box pick is Kentucky.
I am curious as to everybody's Final Four. What does it add up to? Like, Mark's Final Four adds up to 6. 3 ones and a 3. Because remember, last year it was a 4, 2 fives, and a 9. I mean, last year was bat blank crazy.
Not my year, David.
No. But for what it's worth, my Final Four adds up to 10. I have a 1, a 2, a 3, and a 4. Miller and Moulton. Trent, crunching the numbers, Bally, next.
You're listening to Miller and Moulton, only on the Florida Sports Network.
21 minutes past the hour. Lee Sterling joins us in a little more than 15 minutes' time. Seth Everett makes his weekly appearance. Mark Packer to talk about the big news yesterday, Clemson suing the ACC. Now, they're not leaving, mind you.
Right.
But we're just suing you about all the big stuff in case we do leave. We're just trying to grease the skids here, that's all. But we're not leaving. We didn't say we're leaving. We're not Florida State. But for the moment, we've just passed them on the highway.
Right. We're not leaving, but we're suing you because of the grant of rights deal that we don't think works anymore. And if the grant of rights deal doesn't work, then the conference is going to bust immediately.
Right. But we're not leaving. But we just think that this whole grant of rights thing's, not enforceable. And then besides, the money that you're asking to leave, that's absurd. So there you go. Mark Packer to join us in a little more than an hour to talk about that. Because, and I'm assuming, do you think most people have already filled out their bracket?
No.
So you think it'll be today, tonight, tomorrow when the majority of Americans
It's probably 50-50. I mean, I would think today is a big day.
Trent, have you done your bracket yet?
I have not. I can see the logic both ways because I was – go ahead.
No. Mark, have you done yours?
All right. I did one for my cousin's pool, but I don't count that as the bracket for the show because I don't like doing it on my phone. I need to have the whole bracket in front of me and write it out. So I've got to go home and print a bracket.
Are you going to pull a Mike Greenberg here? Is your sheet of integrity? You only get one?
For this show, I get one bracket. The other, I did it really quickly.
Gotcha.
And again, I don't like doing it on my phone. I like to be able to see the bracket.
You could press the wrong team on accident. It could scroll on you and you don't know where you left off. It can be a mess.
Well, here's the thing also when you're doing it on your phone, oftentimes they don't have the location. Now, I don't know if you guys believe that where these games are played is significant at all. Because remember, in theory, they're supposed to be neutral court games. Yeah, if UConn makes a Sweet 16, they're playing in Boston. All right, if Houston makes the Sweet 16, they're playing in Dallas. If Purdue makes the Sweet 16, they're playing in Detroit. How far is that? 4 hours?
Yeah, drivable.
And what's the other one? If Arizona, a two seed, the other three I mentioned obviously were the ones, but if Arizona makes the Sweet 16, they're playing in LA. Never mind if they get to the Final Four, where is it?
That'd be Phoenix.
So I don't know if, you know, this to everybody. Do you think it matters where some of these games are being played? You know, we've had it in the past, first round tilts, and you look and you go, wow, that small school only has to go about 150 miles to play their games. They're going to have a lot of support, you know, that sort of deal. I mean, Mark, and, you know, what was our backyard, still your backyard, when FGCU made the tournament for the first time 11 years ago. They were a 15 seed, and it came down to they were either going to get Georgetown in Philly or they were going to get Ohio State in Ohio. And obviously we know what they got and we know what happened. And once FGCU showed they could play with Georgetown, 16,000 of the 19,000 theirs started rooting for FGCU because they hate Georgetown.
David, there are only a couple of schools, though, that apply. I mean, what you're talking about for the twos, it's not so much if you play close to home, it's if you play close to where the enemy is or where you're going to get rooted against. And that only applies to a handful of schools. You need schools that are small in fan base and in student population. And when you get to the private schools, that factor comes into play much more often. So I don't, there are circumstances in which I do buy it, but by and large, I do not.
The reason I brought that up is because this is Trent's segment, Trent crunching the numbers Bally. And as of yesterday, he had 14 pages of research. Was any of this, okay, location, destination, sites, is this in your research?
It is, and there's one first-round matchup in particular that it applies to, and I'm probably going to make your head spin with this one. But bear with me. Creighton, the three seed, taking on Akron, 14. All right, that game is in Pittsburgh. And Akron, if there's going to be a big, you know, upset in the first round, it could be an Akron over Creighton because they are going to have a crowd advantage there. I know Creighton's a big program and everything. They're used to going out east because they're in the Big East, although they're.
And they travel well.
They travel well, I get it. But I'm telling you, man, Akron to Pittsburgh, that's a day trip. I mean, that's nothing.
Absolutely.
So I just keep an eye on it. I don't think I'm going to pick it. I don't think I'm going to pick it, but it's worth mentioning.
Fair enough.
Look at that little nugget. Yeah, Akron in Pittsburgh playing Creighton. Advantage, Zips.
The Zips are staggeringly boring, by the way, on offense. They are Virginia-esque, and that does not bode well given what we saw last night.
Wow, that's quite an insult. I don't know if you could insult anybody more today than to say they are Virginia-esque. I mean, honestly, you're ugly. How ugly? Virginia ugly?
14
Iowa football ugly?
14 at the half, and no, we're not playing football. That is just terrible.
By the way, Kirk Ferentz is having a presser at noon. He wants an apology.
Not to mention the fact that Virginia got put in over teams like Indiana State, Providence, Pitt. Jeez.
Hell, they got put in over anybody the way they played last night.
14 in the first half.
14. 14.
Virginia basketball, putting you to sleep since 2010.
Except that year they won the Natty, man. They won three games in a row. They were all like in overtime or at the buzzer. They were playing very
well. They had a couple of pros on that team.
Yeah.
It's funny how that works. In the Final Four against Auburn, too, Auburn got hosed. I don't know if you remember.
Totally hosed.
There was a big four-point play late in the game.
Then they had the miracle against Purdue to force overtime and win. Yeah, those stars aligned.
Let's see how the stars align for our Molly Maid play of the day. Captain Crunch over there, crunching the numbers. What do you have for us, Trent?
It is showtime. Am I talking about Shohei Ohtani this morning at 6:30 a.m. in Seoul? No, I'm talking about Patrick Kane saving the Red Wings season last night. Mark alluded to it earlier. Wings down 2-0 to the Blue Jackets. They come back to force overtime with a goal after pulling the goalie. So they were really on life support here, and that's when Patrick Kane put the cape on.
Sider drops it back to Brinkett to Kane. Kane's right in. Shooting one, turns it. He scores! Patrick Kane! Showtime! Does it again!
You can really hear it in Ken Daniels' voice how much the Red Wings needed that. And they win it 4-3 in overtime. Get back in the W column. Get that extra point. They're barely treading water, Mark, but they can breathe this morning. And there's your Molly Maid play of the day.
They saved the season with that last night. Scoring with 13 seconds left to force overtime. Kane in overtime to get the win. Tampa with a monster win last night in Vegas as they keep on keeping on, locking down that number one wild card spot for the moment. And that's our Molly Maid play of the day. Give your spouse the gift of a clean house. Call them today, 239-774-5839. That's 239-774-5839. Be sure to tell them that Miller and Moulton sent you.
When they put that on the back of T-shirts, are we going to feel proud or are we going to be angry?
Proud.
Okay. If you say so. I think
it
depends
David's
on the day.
Angry. Yeah.
I think it depends on the day. If it's the day before I watch Virginia basketball play, I'll feel proud. If it's after I watch Virginia basketball play, I'm angry at everyone and everything. Lee Sterling has to deal with my anger next.
You're listening to Miller and Moulton, only on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
22 minutes before the top of the hour, Seth Everett to join us then. Mark Packer to talk about Clemson suing the ACC 1 hour from now. But the madness, well, heck, it's been underway all month long, but the bracket got underway last night. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, ParamountSports.com, 800-400-9741, joining us now. Just curious, by the way, in terms of interest and action, is this NFL playoff-type interest for you in the business that you do or no?
Even more than that, believe it or not. The 4 days, I mean, well, for me, it starts as soon as the brackets are released. I mean, I'm studying and guys are signing up from Monday morning, new guys or guys that have been with me in the new states. You can ask Mark about this, North Carolina. I mean, all of a sudden, I'm getting calls from stations there. I'm getting people that were kind of on the fence about sports gambling. They want all in. So, you'll see double the amount of wagers and money wagered than on the Super Bowl and all the Super Bowl props over the first two weekends, that much.
All right, Lee. I know you're not a trend guy. I know that those things handicappers don't get into trends. They're into the now. But are there any tested and true methods for this tournament that you fall back on as you're getting ready for the March Madness to begin?
Well, I will say the 5 and 12s probably are the tried and true. I mean, they're 53 and 99 since 1985. So if you're getting like 5.5, 6.5, 7.5 points, probably a good play. And if you played the money line over the last dozen years, you're up 15 units. So a couple 5 and 12s I like are James Madison plus 5.5. Their money line plus 175. Wisconsin had to play four games, and the last 2 days were against Purdue and Illinois. If you think those kids, just you got to think of human nature. If you think those Wisconsin kids are saying, oh, wow, I'm fired up about playing James Madison. They're not. They're watching the films. They're nodding their heads. But there's not the same excitement as going up against Purdue and Illinois. So Dukes are underrated, 31-3. Score almost 85 points per game, which is ninth in the country. They've got a real shot there. And Grand Canyon, Bryce Drew's team, formerly coached by Dan Marley, Thunder Dan, who's with Phoenix and the Heat. Bryce Drew is there now. He's already led them to the tourney in 2021 and 2023. And I think this is their time. Plus four and a half, and plus 175 money line. Two 12 seeds, I think, have a shot.
Well, and last year, first, I think it's only the second time in the last 25 years that a 12 did not win a game
right
in the tournament was last year. So I know I'm expecting at least two of the 12s to win this year to make up for it. Do you have a region that you look at? I usually pick one region as this is the chaos region. I'm curious if you, one of these regions you look at and you go,
Let's start off the one that I think is going to be a surprise. It's the South. Because I feel that Houston, they just go through too many, not even 5 minutes. Sometimes they go 8, 10, 12 minutes where they can't score. And I don't know if they can go through and make it to a Final Four. We saw last year, Miami did them in. How about the top part? So if, let's say, Texas A&M beats Nebraska, they're going to have to play Texas A&M. They're going to have to get through the winner, probably Wisconsin and Duke. And then the other side's got North Carolina State that's hot, Kentucky, and also Marquette. So that, to me, is the chaos bracket. And I'm going to come right out of the gate. You're not going to get Jay Billis. I'm going to give you three ones and a look out, a shocker two seed. I'm going to go with Texas A&M. I think Texas A&M is a nine seed. Yep. So Texas A&M, they beat Iowa State. They took Houston down to the wire without two starters. They beat two other two seeds and beat Kentucky twice. How they're a nine seed? They played everyone. They're right there. I'm going to take a shot with Texas A&M.
Wow.
Yep.
Lee, I'd like to recommend that you stay off the medical marijuana until after our segment from this point going forward.
My
Texas A&M?
Go real long. When I do a segment in Austin, Texas, I might bring them to drinking.
As a nine seed, they could be this year's FAU. What's the region you look at, though, when you go, I like this one seed a lot?
UConn. I mean, UConn is, I went and saw them Thanksgiving play Texas and Madison Square Garden. And as much as I thought of them, I came away shaking my head. I would never want to play them because they not only can shoot threes, they move the ball inside. They run some actual basketball plays, which we don't see too often. These teams just run the weave. They defend the three-point line, and then when you get inside, they got a 7'2" monster there as a rim protector. Unless their coach loses it, you know, he has rabbit ears sometimes, but UConn's going to be a really tough out. They did give them some tough teams to play, Auburn, and then also at the bottom, Illinois and Iowa State, but a couple upsets I think we might see there. Duquesne, I think they got a shot to knock off BYU.
Whoa! Save the juice and bring me that action.
Yeah.
Did you watch the A-10 final? Duquesne made Virginia look like they had an offense, for crying out loud, Lee.
Right. Yeah. So Duquesne, they got the storyline, too. Their coach is going to retire.
True.
I mean, I think the public's going to eat it up. And BYU, it's not like they're playing well of late. And then another one I like was Drake. They're a 10 seed. They are favored by a point for a reason against Washington State. So UConn's going to come out of there. UConn's just too good. You're going to almost have to shoot probably 57, 58% for the game to have a chance to beat UConn.
You mentioned NC State earlier. I do like them in the first round game. 6-11s, there's, you know, you get into the 5-12s. 6-11s had the same type of success going with some 11s. They're the 11 I like. Are there any other 11s, you know, 10-11s that you're interested in, Lee?
I like Oregon against South Carolina, even though South Carolina's played some tough opponents. A lot better strength of schedule. Pac-12 is horrible this year. I mean, they should have just dissolved the Pac-12 basketball. But baseball's decent. Football was better than expected. But I think Oregon might be able to knock off South Carolina. Just think it's an evenly matched game, maybe the better coach team. So I like that. And then let's go to the West. So North Carolina is good. The only team I think that has a real shot at them is Alabama. The problem with Alabama is they play one way fast. They're going to have to win like a 95-92 game. So North Carolina plays some defense. I like North Carolina to come out of there. But a couple first-round upsets. I do like Grand Canyon against St. Mary's. I think St. Mary's probably just still happy to beat Gonzaga. Grand Canyon, one of these underrated teams. And then I also like New Mexico a lot. Their three-guard offense, two of the three guards, House and also – Jamal Mashburn Jr., their fathers played in the NBA, might even played together. I think they might have with the Heat. They can light it up. They're really hot right now. They're favored by 2 against Clemson. Why is Clemson a 6 seed? Clemson was probably excited to see they got a 6 seed, and then they're like, uh-oh, we got to face this team. So I like New Mexico there. Also, I think Dayton can do some damage. Dayton was really hot early in the season. If they can play close to that level, I think that they'll knock off Nevada and maybe even have a shot against Arizona. But I like North Carolina coming out of the West.
All right. So your final four?
Finishing up with the Midwest, I'm going to take a shot with Creighton, number 3 Creighton. I don't know if they're the best team here. I just think that where they're placed and some of these other teams like Purdue, they can't shoot free throws in the last 2 minutes, We'll blow it as usual. I like Creighton, so we'll go Creighton, Texas A&M, with Creighton winning there, and UConn and North Carolina, and UConn cuts down the nets.
So a UConn-Creighton final.
Yeah.
Well, Creighton came close last year, lost by 1 in the region final.
Yeah. Remember this also, even though UConn has pretty tough region, the two venues they're playing in, they'll have 75-80% of the fans at those games, like a home game.
He's Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on X at Paramount Sports. The number is 800-400-9741, 800-400-9741. Well, good luck. Enjoy it. A&M, huh?
A&M. Yep, Aggies.
Damn.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Wow.
If you come close with A&M,
right?
Okay, we are going to talk about this for 15 years.
And if they lose by 30, you'll be talking about it for 15
years. Yes, we will.
That's very true, Lee. No doubt about it.
All right, guys. Damn.
Thanks as always, Lee.
Have a great weekend.
Well, then basically, when we asked our Monday poll question, which one seed is going to lose first? Okay. To Lee Sterling, that's Houston. Because he's got him losing to A&M in the second round.
I do love his pick for the South as the chaos region, because I don't think that's going to happen, obviously. I'm actually going to pick Nebraska to beat A&M in the 8-9 game. But to give Lee a little bit of credit here, Wade Taylor IV, remember that name. He's going to be the best player in that game. He averages 20 points and 6 assists a game. I mean, he's an NBA talent, sophomore guard for Texas A&M. And when you have the best player on the floor, I mean, Buzz Williams, great coach. They could certainly do something. I think Nebraska's a lot better than people are giving them credit
for. But they have to win the Trev Alberts Bowl first.
Yes, that they do. Forgot about
Nebraska
that.
Nebraska has never won a tournament game, right?
0-9. They're 0-9.
Right.
Come on, baby.
I think Nebraska is the only power school that has never won a tournament game.
Right. Northwestern was on the list until a couple years ago when they won, right?
Yes. Now, Nebraska has this Keisei Tominaga kid, the Japanese Curry. That's what he's being called. He is he's probably a top 10 electric. Just you got
fun to watch.
Yes.
I'm with you. I'm with you. He looks like a happy young man.
He's always smiling.
He's a Trent. He has always got a smile on his face. No, he does. It's infectious when you watch a player who is happy all the time. It is easy to root for him.
And he pulls up from 35, and he's left-handed. He wears the headband. He's goofy. But Texas A&M, wow.
I'm damn near speechless when Lee said Texas A&M. Are you kidding me?
I saw his picks on another radio show yesterday and had Creighton go into the Final Four. And I went, well, okay, that's a three seed. And also, they've never done that before. So, okay, that's out there a little bit in the Purdue region. Okay. But I missed the Texas A&M pick. Holy man. I mean, that's FAU. It's a nine seed.
Exactly. And I think the ones this year are much better than the ones last year.
So, our poll question, by the way, how many brackets do you fill out? Zero, one, or a bunch? And Miller and Moulton, for the most part, were one bracket guys. Now, we may enter it in 37 contests, but it's the same bracket. Mark has a mulligan this year. Mulligan bracket this year. Okay.
But I imagine my mulligan will look a lot like my final bracket.
So you're only changing a couple?
I just got to remember what I picked. That you know, I need it. I need the sheet in front of me, David.
It's so funny. He likes Duquesne in a 6-11. Miller and Moulton have been on record for 2 days saying the 6-11 matchup we like the most from a betting standpoint is BYU against Duquesne. Lay the points. The lines jumped over 2 points in 48 hours. Lee going against the money, by the way.
Yes, 100%. Because that opened at 7.5. It's at 9.5 now.
And yes, as long as it stays below double digits, I'm fine laying it.
We've already bet it. I placed that bet yesterday.
And BYU's metrics, they're in the top 15 in the country in both net and KenPom, if you're into that sort of thing. Duquesne's like 70th. I mean, this to me is a glaring mismatch.
Yeah, Duquesne to me has no business being an 11. No business being an 11, David.
If you go by actual analytics and seedings and what have you, this should be a 4-13 game, and it's a 6-11 game.
I haven't looked this up, but I'm sure that BYU is the highest net team that's ever been, or the lowest six seed that's, you know, with a high net.
Best net ever for a six seed. Seth Everett, his net's incredible. He's next on Miller and Moulton. Thanks for listening.